Wednesday on Current State means it's time for Neighbors in Action, when we feature people and organizations working to make Greater Lansing a better place. Today we hear about Camp Liberty in Jackson County. The idea behind Camp Liberty is to give veterans dealing with post-traumatic stress a chance to spend time outdoors with activities like hunting, fishing, canoeing, and hiking. We're joined today by Camp Liberty founder Rick Briggs, a retired U.S. Air Force major, along with Purple Heart veteran Sean Knudsen, who has been both a participant and a volunteer at Camp Liberty. Welcome to Current State to both of you. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it a lot.
Thank you very much.
How do activities, you refer to invisible wounds, Rick. How do activities like hunting, camping, fishing, hiking help a veteran with invisible wounds?
What we use at Camp Liberty is all of these outdoor programs to get our young men and women together, to get them to open up. Camp Liberty serves as a conduit to getting them to be more receptive about the ideas that invisible wounds, traumatic brain injury, TBI, post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, these are invisible wounds, but they are treatable. The 22 suicides a day we're experiencing right now within our veteran community are a pretty blatant indicator of the failure of our system to
adequately
address.
I was not ready for that statistic. 22 a day.
22 a day, yeah. And more than a fair share of them are young Iraq and Afghanistan vets.
Yeah.
They're dealing with five major issues. If you've seen American Sniper, you know about moral injuries, the horrible decisions they have to make in a combat environment on our behalf. But there's not just the moral things. It's the divorce, the homelessness, joblessness, incarceration rates are through the roof, and then the suicides. And what we do is we get them outdoors, we get the vets together with people they know, like, and trust. They open up more, and they're more receptive to hearing about treatment opportunities, because invisible wounds are treatable.
Mm. Where in Jackson County are you?
We're right on Austin Road. It's a Brooklyn address down in the Irish Hills area. We got a half a mile of river frontage on the River Raisin, so it's between Napoleon and Manchester.
Sean, you served in the U.S. Army and the Michigan Army National Guard in places like Central America, Germany, the Baltics, Kuwait, and Iraq. Why did you first go to Camp Liberty?
I heard about it through Rick Briggs, and I know for a fact that being outdoors, it restores the soul. It does a lot for veterans and anybody that enjoys the outdoors. But my primary goal was to go and get away and deal with my own PTSD problems. PTSD literally robs your mind of reason. And getting outdoors in a place like Camp Liberty or anywhere in Michigan and getting away from things, it restores reason, it restores calm and peace and serenity. But it's also an opportunity for me to go there to help other veterans and their families as well. Helping other veterans and families is a huge way for veterans like myself to recover over time and to heal ourselves.
Did you anticipate becoming a volunteer when you made your first visit, or was that something that just sprang organically from your own participation?
Never anticipated being a volunteer. Just the minute I saw it, I fell in love with it. And I've done a lot of things with Rick Briggs and the Brain Injury Association in the past, and I knew right away that this was an opportunity for myself and for my family. And it was an opportunity for literally thousands of other veterans and their families as well.
Our Neighbors in Action focus today is on Camp Liberty, a spot in Jackson County where veterans can go to enjoy nature. Founder Rick Briggs, a retired U.S. Air Force major, is our guest, along with Sean Knudsen, a Purple Heart recipient who volunteers there. Rick, do you have eligibility requirements for access to Camp Liberty?
It is a restricted access in that we just can't. It's a small facility. It's 137 acres, so we have to control the numbers and so on, and we do want the serenity and the privacy. We want to optimize the wilderness impact. We have, by the end of this summer, we'll have over $35,000 worth of wildlife habitat in place, a pond, and 18 different kinds of wildflowers. And folks can go on our website and see a lot of amazing photos of that. But it's open to everybody, not just the Iraq-Afghanistan troops, even though those are the ones that will be able to optimize their treatment, because of brain injury treatment, and it needs to be treated as soon after injury as possible. But it is open to to everybody.
Sean Knutson, are all of the Camp Liberty volunteers veterans like yourself?
Not all of them are veterans. A good majority work through other programs, but a lot of them are familiar with veterans, or they have family members that are veterans. So they have that link and that connection, and they have that understanding. And they also have the desire to help and to be a part of what we're trying to accomplish at Camp Liberty.
There's an intense discussion underway to get away from the acronym PTSD, dropping the D for disorder, and the idea is to remove the stigma of having a disorder. Do you support that notion?
I support it. I think that in reality, it's a disease. It's an illness that affects, you know, majority of combat veterans. So I definitely would agree with dropping disorder.
Rick Briggs, how did you get started for yourself in this effort to help veterans?
My son got orders to Iraq early on in the war, and I actually headed up the Operation Helmet project early on to get the ballistic liner upgrade kits for the helmets. This is before the Department of the Defense was actually providing these liners. It reduces the ballistic shock wave by up to 60%. And I wanted my son to have one of these, so I was unemployed for 9 months. We started up the Michigan chapter of this. It was Cher, Sonny and Cher. She was our national spokesman. And we wound up getting the DOD to actually procure these helmet liners, and now it's standard issue for all our branches of service.
I wanted to ask you about the women veterans. Mm-hmm. It's open to women veterans, but families participate as well. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, we have women's programs, we have men's faith-based, all of these different, including children. There's a lot of secondary and tertiary PTSD that happens in a family. It's not just the veteran that's dealing with this, and it's one of the primary contributors to divorce and so on. So the family has to heal together. And so right now, in fact, we are in the process of building a beautiful program center where we'll be able to facilitate getting families out there together, and they can heal together in the beautiful Michigan outdoors.
How long will it take to make that program center happen? Do you have a timeline or anything like that?
Well, you know, next week would be nice, but reality is probably, I hope to open it by October and have it fully functioning.
Are there other operations like Camp Liberty around the country?
Yeah, there's a Camp Hope in Missouri, and there's a Camp Freedom in Maryland. We're the only ones with a direct tie-in like we have. We're sponsored by Eisenhower Center, who's been all over national news for their After the Impact program, which works with the NFL football players, sports concussion, and that. And then they pair up veterans with NFL players as a tandem while they go through treatment. It's a wonderful program. So Camp Liberty is not a treatment facility, but we're a conduit for getting them to open up and be receptive to listening about treatment, because only 50% of the troops are even registering with the VA, let alone, and even lesser of them are getting the treatment itself. So these are treatable issues. They don't need to live with this and struggle like they are. But anybody who has a combat veteran in the family knows they don't open up and talk about their issues.
Sean Knutson, you have seen the world thanks to the U.S. Military, the U.S. Army, and the Michigan Army National Guard, Central America, Kuwait, Iraq. Which is your most memorable stop on your military career?
My most memorable would definitely be the Middle East with Iraq and Kuwait. Had the most profound impact on my life. I formed larger bonds with my fellow veterans in Iraq and Kuwait in a combat zone than I did anywhere else around the world. Mm. But my recruiter didn't lie. He said, if you stay in long enough, you'll see the world. And that's exactly what I did. So,
is there a story that captures the good that Camp Liberty is doing, Rick, that you can share with us, somebody who's really clearly benefited from the program?
We got a call, it's probably 14 months ago now, from the wife of a disabled Iraq vet, and her husband was 100% disabled infantry, and she was 100% disabled combat medic. And her husband was in the basement, that wouldn't come out, interact with the family, two young children, wouldn't go out in the community, and was spiraling down very badly. And literally that, there was like a Tuesday or Wednesday I got the call, and that Saturday we were hosting a pheasant hunt up by Clare, Michigan, and I convinced them to come up to the event, and this her husband came up, and she came up, and there were two dozen vets on this pheasant hunt, and he wouldn't even come in the small building where we were having the barbecue and talking, even though they're all veterans. And by the end of that hunt, he was in there socializing, walking around. Mm. You could just see the transformation. We got him out to Camp Liberty the next week. We got him into the After the Impact program, and now he's out in the community. And, you know, there's still struggles. There's still work to be done, but he's fully employed. Their marriage is sound. She has been through that PTSD treatment for her combat medic issues. And as a family, they're together now and moving forward. Mm. Because of outdoor recreation and the opportunity it provided for them to hear the message. And it's not just you can't just lead a horse to water and make them drink. You can tell them about the treatment, but they have to want to get better.
Yeah, yeah, that is so edifying to hear that, though. And God bless both of you for what you're doing. We wish you both nothing but success here involving Camp Liberty. We've been talking with Camp Liberty founder Rick Briggs and participant volunteer Sean Knudsen, a Purple Heart recipient. Thanks to both of you for serving your country and for what you're doing to help your fellow veterans and for telling us more about Camp Liberty on this week's Neighbors in Action segment. Best of luck.
Thank you very much.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out and email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at @KARCurrentState. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work that they do.